Feeling Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Good evening. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to welcome everyone here to Healing Light this evening. Thank you all so much for being part of my life and with these programs, because, you know, we really couldn't do any of this without you. Now, I also want to remind you that if you're not able to catch our programs live, you can always listen to them on the archives, as well as you can find them on my website at healinglightonline.com. And I also want to thank the wonderful team at Om Times Radio for giving us this wonderful and special opportunity. Now, I'm a Reiki master healer and teacher. I also specialize in distant healing, color, crystal, and vibrational healing, along with intuitive readings and spiritual counseling. And I have to say that lately, with all of the energy that we have had coming through the earth, as well as my own personal guides, we've been able to come up with some amazing readings for people. Now, as it turns out, I am the earthly representative for a consortium of beings who call themselves the Fifth Element. And this is an incredibly powerful group that has been bringing us messages of love and light. Now, they don't only do this with me, but I believe right now I'm one of the primary recipients of this information, but I know that they're also going to be sharing it with many others over the coming years. One of the things that I really love to do is to be able to help others and to teach and expand your knowledge base as well. And because of that, I've written several books: Chakras, 365 Days of Blessings, Harness the Power of the Light. This is a really good one because it's all about psychic protection. Manifesting the Life That You Desire. You know, that's an easy one. It helps you find your life path and your purpose. And then you can work through that to be able to expand and to really get out there and speak your truth and change the lives of others. I also have the Magic of Crystals. This is kind of like Crystals 101. It helps you understand how and why crystals work for us. There's a little bit of science. There's a little bit of just practical, old-fashioned information and common sense. And there's a lot of spiritual information with this. And then I have the Mystery of Crystals, which is about the higher vibrational stones, as well as working with things like the crystal skulls and ancient artifacts. So they all have a tremendous amount of information in them. And you can find these books on Amazon, or you can find them on my website. Now, again, my website is healinglightonline.com, and you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Healing Light Online, and you'll be able to find us. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about staying positive in a negative world. And, you know, this is a topic that people bring up all the time. And right now, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the world. And I would love to be able to have that magic bullet, you know, that answer that solves all of our issues and all of our problems. But, you know, basically what it gets down to is, how can someone stay spiritual in the real world, as they call it? Now, actually, I feel that the spiritual world is the real one. But we do have to learn how to maintain that level of vibrational frequency as we're going through our lives here in the material world. You know, this problem plagues everybody at any given time. You know, no one is really immune to having to deal with some of these darker and more negative energies. Now, it doesn't mean that you've been attacked or that you have an entity or anything else. It means that you're just dealing with life in the 3D world. Now, many of us right now are empaths. An empath is someone who is affected by the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions of others. Whenever we walk into a room, we can kind of take an emotional temperature reading to see what's going on. We may not visibly be able to see it. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we can walk into a room and it looks and feels and senses to be a little bit dimmer in light because there is someone in there who is highly negative. Now, what's really fun is to take a room like that and then go and either spray sage, or we can burn it, or any other. There's holy wood. There are a lot of different things that you can do to cleanse and clear a room out. For those who do Reiki, you can do it with Reiki as well because you're sending in loving energy, and it will physically lighten up the room. But for those of us who are empaths, we have a few little challenges or opportunities to grow. You know, I tell people that in this case, the best defense is a really great offense. And what I mean by that is that we have to protect ourselves before we step out into the material world. Now, in doing this, there are a lot of ways that we can protect ourselves and so that we're really pretty much isolated. Now, that doesn't mean that all the mean, bad people go away, but it does mean that they don't affect our energy and they don't affect our own emotions. You know, sometimes it's difficult for an empath to determine what emotions they're feeling. Am I feeling mine or am I feeling yours? And it's hard because it's just as intense. I do this also with animals. So if an animal is stressed or upset, then I feel that as well. And then I have to go and ground and center enough for both of us so that everything will go much more smoothly. Now, I mention a lot of different ways to protect yourself in my book, Harness the Power of the Light. That is nothing but ways to protect yourself and your energy. Now, it's also about helping your family, friends, your property, animals, everything. But one of the quick and easy things that you can do to protect yourself before you get out into the material world is to visualize yourself in a bubble of protection. Now, this bubble can be whatever color you want it to be. You know, mine is usually kind of an iridescent swirly thing like, you know, the soap bubbles that kids play with. But then I'm always throwing in a little bit of glitter and sparkles and bling with it. This bubble is filled with divine light, the light of God, which is actually more of a beautiful iridescent with a little bit of a gold tint to it. When you do this and you're surrounding yourself and you're just walking in this giant bubble, then you're able to protect yourself and your energy, and you're allowing only love and light to enter into your personal space. Now, as I said before, this isn't going to chase people off the planet and they're not going to make them move to another state, but it will help the reduce to the impact of what they are doing to you on an energetic and an emotional level. I also use the whole bubble thing and bubble wrap in my vehicle whenever I'm driving. Now, in my case, I'm either going to drive a vehicle that's black or one that's white. That's what we have. So, you know, regardless of whether or not we have dark or light, at one time I'm going to be harder to see. So what I do is that I visualize and wrap my vehicle in red bubble wrap. And it's very thick layers of bubble wrap so that, number one, others can see me. And number two, they're still not going to be able to get me because I have all these wonderful crinkly country bubbles all around me. So it's a fun way to visualize things, but it also has a great purpose to it. Now, another amazing and very loving way to protect yourself when you're out is to ask your angels to surround you. You know, we can ask them, one on either side of us, one front, one to the back, one above, and one below. Now, this is great if you know you're going into a situation where you're going to need some extra protection. And, you know, we all have times when we could use a little backup. Now, it's not necessary to learn the names or know the names of these angels. They're all around, and all you need to do is just ask them, you know, come help me with this. You know, surround me, wrap your wings around me. You know, with their wings, they can just create this huge dome or a giant bubble around you, and that will help protect you as well. Now, next week, we are going to talk about angels, so I'll also be able to give you some additional tips in what to do when you're working with them and help you to expand and to grow. But they are wonderful protectors, and they help us to, you know, expand and to grow on a spiritual level, as well as helping to guide us in the direction that we need to be. So you can never go wrong with asking your angels for help. Now, we're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, we're going to talk about a little bit more of protection. And then we're going to talk about, you know, how I do this in my everyday life. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and today we're talking about staying positive in a negative world. Now, as a child, I grew up in a Southern Baptist household. But for some reason, even though I really didn't know anything about it, I always had this wanting and needing to live in a monastery. As I said, I knew nothing about this, but I knew that this was something important to me. So later on, as an adult, I find out that I definitely spent time like that. But to me, it would have been the ultimate experience. I could live there, meditate, worship, work in the gardens with the herbs. I always saw myself doing that, and working with the animals. Now, to me, at that time, as a small child and growing up, that was my ideal of heaven. It was perfect. And now that I'm older, it's definitely my ideal of heaven because, you know, reality isn't nearly as nice and wonderful and peaceful as that scenario. But we all do have to step into that reality, and we all do have to function in the material world. So how do we do this? And we're still able to function as a spiritual person. You know, that part is really hard. Now, you know, for me, it's a little bit easier because I live in a rural area. When I'm looking out the window, I see pastures, birds, squirrels, dogs, horses. You know, there's animals all over the place. Sometimes I'm even blessed to be able to, you know, see deer running across. And that's wonderful. Now, I do have to get into the material world and go into town or, you know, do the things that have to be done. But, you know, things change. And although I live in a wonderful setting, things aren't always positive in my world either. You know, my husband had a very, very challenging time a couple of years ago with a surgery. And it was to his neck. And he, you know, it changed his life dramatically. Because of the surgery, even though they considered him to be like almost a walking paraplegic or quadriplegic, his spine cord was actually compressed 30% because of previous damage and bone spurs. And it had just grown and gotten to the point where it was like too difficult. But as he went through this whole process, things started changing for him as well. You know, he wasn't as happy. He's frustrated because of the physical issues plus the challenges of recuperation and still having some issues with, you know, the pain and the repercussions from the salary, the surgery and everything. Now, what he ended up doing, which he absolutely loved, was working from home. That way he didn't have to commute. He didn't have to go into an office. Everything was just right there, nice and easy for him to do. And, you know, that's great. Nobody likes commuting. I did it for too many years. But, see, what happened was that in the time that he was there, with conference calls, on the phone a lot, talking to clients, all the stuff going on, and of course, a lot of challenges in his profession, being an IT consultant, then it started affecting me. Because now, the peace and quiet that I had has been destroyed. Because we have this little teeny tiny farmhouse. And you can hear everything that goes on inside and outside pretty much. So it made things much more difficult for me. Even though it's a house, there are different rooms, it's still like working in a cubicle because there's just no filtering or shedding, you know, the energy or the sound. So he was on the phone all the time, dealing with clients and doing things, and I was trying to stay in that peaceful spiritual state so that I could do readings and to focus on things for clients and to help him. Now, you know, you have to work together, whether it's a spouse or somebody else that is helping to kind of bring some of the energy down. It's not that he intended to at all. That definitely was not the intent. It was just bringing the energy of that job and that business and energy into our house. But, you know, it made a huge difference. It affected my ability to do readings and to share and to help other people. Now, this has been a difficult lesson and quite a bit of a challenge. So what we have to do is we have to look at everything from a bigger picture. Every situation that we have has both a positive and a negative aspect to it. Now, in this case, the positive aspect obviously was the fact that he was no longer in danger of being paralyzed at a moment's notice. You know, that is a huge thing. Even though he has that huge benefit, he still has the frustration of continuing pain and the loss of some of the use of his right hand. Now, this is, you know, when you look at it, it's like, okay, well, you know, it's not that bad of a trade-off. I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to function. Well, that's easy for someone who's not experiencing the problem or the situation to deal with. But, you know, if the person experiencing the problem, this is a big deal. This is a lot of, you know, this is a problem. This is hugely traumatic. So, you know, it really impacts all the aspects of his energy and his focus, because sometimes he's in a position where he gets a little bit more stuck because of having to deal with everything else. So, you know, it was a challenge for me to do positive things while listening to the negativity from his job. But, you know, it was something that we had to work out. It helped me to be stronger in what I'm doing. And it helped me to be more determined and actually even to refocus some of the things that I am doing personally and professionally. Now, like with everybody, when they're dealing with something that's negative around them, you know, just the media, my gosh, that's more than enough right there. Then we have to work. We have to become much stronger and we have to be closer to spirit so that we can do that and to move forward. Now, I kind of came up with what I call my survival list for dealing with negativity and drama in the material world. Now, the first thing you need to do is to set boundaries. Now, I know that you're saying, I can't do this at work. I can't tell my boss to get away from me and leave me alone. But what you can do is to just let people treat you with respect. Let them know that this is what I expect from you, is to be treated with respect. Now, if you can avoid interruptions all day long so that you can kind of get into what you're doing and get in the flow, that's great. But if somebody wants to stop by and gossip or do anything like that, just tell them that, you know, thanks, but I'm really not interested. I can't do that right now. Because also gossip is a very low vibrational frequency. So we need to keep things positive. Think and speak in a much more positive way and insist in a nice and loving way that others treat you with respect. Now, another thing on my survival list is to break out that protective bubble that we talked about. You know, get an industrial strength if that's what you need to do, but get that bubble going, that energy flowing to really help you with dealing with all that negativity. Another thing, talk to your angels. You know, they're here to help us. They're just waiting around, standing around, waiting for us to connect with them and say, hey, guys, help me. You can ask them to shield you from noise, chatter, negativity, drama, whatever it is that is messing with you right now. You can do that. Say a little prayer, or you can just go say, hey, guys, I need your help now. Either way, it's going to be extremely helpful. And you can be in the middle of a hurricane and you will be instilled with peace and calm. Now, another great thing is to listen to inspirational music. Listen to things, you know, like meditation pieces, New Age music, mantras, something on that line. You can listen to, you know, music that you like that's more contemporary, certainly, or classical, but just make sure that it is more positive. Listen to things that put you in a peaceful state. So if it's, you know, something that's classical, if it's country, if it's jazz, if it's classic rock, anything like that, that puts you in a peaceful, calm, and relaxed state, then go with it. Because it's also going to help you block out some of that mind chatter and let you just relax and be at peace again. Now, the other big thing is to clear your space. You can do this energetically. I burn a lot of sage. I also keep a candle burning at all the times. You can't always do that with the office, but you can do it at home, and you can use sage and lavender spray to help clear your space. So when we get back, we're going to talk about some more wonderful ways to help you cope in a negative world.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and we're talking about staying positive in a negative world. Now, another great way that we can help keep ourselves positive is to have crystals around us. There are amazing crystals that work to dispel negativity. They can block it. They can transmute it into love. They can protect you. They can cleanse and clear your space. And they can really help you to become much more calm, centered, grounded, and focused. So there are a lot of different stones that you can use, and it's great because you can wear them or you can just kind of have them laying around. And actually, no one will know any difference, but you will know the difference and you will feel the difference. Now, one of my best and favorite ways to get rid of some of that negativity and stay in positive is to take a little bit of a break. Go outside and just take a deep breath and just kind of clear yourself. You know, just take a few slow, deep breaths so that you can get centered again. If you can't go outside, do it inside. I mean, honestly, I can't tell you how many times I would leave the office and run into the bathroom where I would just be able to get centered and focused and get away from some of the drama that went on in the office. But it made a difference. You know, I also work with affirmations. Affirmations are huge. We reframe things that are going on in our lives. And we put that positive, loving spin on it. It changes the energy for us dramatically. You know, if we can do that, it makes a big difference. Think about something that you say and do every single day. You start out with, I have to do, and then you finish the sentence with whatever it is that you have to do. When you think about it from an energetic and spiritual standpoint, when you say the words, I have to, you have just dropped your frequency and your energy. It's now not fun to do that. And let's face it, if you're saying I have to do laundry tonight, okay, not a lot of people get excited about that. But let's change it and rephrase it. I am going to do laundry tonight. Doesn't sound quite as negative. Doesn't sound like I'm going to be chained to the washing machine, having to take care of things. So we change the energy of what we're saying. Also, when you're doing affirmations, start them out with the words, I am. You're probably going to hear this from me every single time I have a radio program because it is that important. So think about your positive affirmation. You know, one that I had been doing is saying, today I take back my power. Great affirmation, but let's change it a little bit and say, I am taking back my power. Now we've changed the entire energy of that affirmation. We've put I am in there, which is a co-creator phrase. And then I'm saying, I am taking back my power. We're talking about doing it in the present tense now. I'm not going to take back my power next month. I'm not going to do it in 3 years from now. I'm going to do it right here, right now. That's the difference on affirmations. Yes, they will work if you don't use the phrase I am, but they work better with it. So do that. Also, when you're doing affirmations, do it with feeling and emotion. Don't just say, I am taking back my power. I am taking back my power. I'm taking back my power. Okay, I'm done now. That has no energy, and it's certainly not going to get you very far. Say it with meaning. Say it with emotion and power. I am taking back my power. When you do it like that, you're engaging more senses. And when you engage additional senses and that emotion, then it starts embedding it in your brain much more deeply. Another thing that I do is that I write mine out. I keep a notepad next to the bed and I'm just writing out affirmations. Usually I will choose one a night and I will just write it over and over and over again, at least one full page of a regular standard notebook. When I do it, I'm looking at it. I'm using my hand, so I have the physical manifestation of it. I see it and I hear it because I'm saying it to myself. Now, I generally don't say it out loud, but I am saying it to myself. So I'm getting more feeling, more emotion, and more senses involved in doing this. That's really one of my biggest, not so secret things that I do to help manifest and create. Now, even when you're really down, things are not working well, you can still do these affirmations. You know, there is a phrase called fake it till you make it, and that's what we do. If you say, I am taking back my power, over and over and over again, you're going to convince yourself that you're taking back your power. And that's what we need to do, is to convince ourselves and to build on it. So don't think you're lying to yourself. What you're doing is you're changing the energy around you to make it happen. Now, another thing to do to help cope with the negative world is think about things that inspire you or things that make you happy. Think about it, okay? Visualize an infant or a puppy or a kitten. Now, can you not smile with at least one of those visions? You know, I mean, to me, that is just like the most beautiful thing that I could visualize. Is any one of those? You know, visualize yourself being out on the beach, climbing a mountain, swimming in the oceans. You know, visualize yourself flying throughout the planets and the stars. Whatever it is that makes you feel peace, comfortable, and a sense of tranquility. Do that. And that right there is your 30-second escape so that you can get yourself back together. Now, this next one's big. Don't buy into the negativity or drama. You know, when we have it around us, it is going to do its best to drag us down. But science has proven over and over and over again that if you have two objects, two different frequencies, one high and one low, the low will be brought up to the higher one. So what you have to do is you've got to maintain your higher frequency and keep it higher so that whatever it is that's around you doesn't stand a chance. It has to move up to you. Now, if you can't walk away from the drama and negativity on a physical level, then do it on an emotional level. Do what you can to stay detached from what's going on around you. Now, this takes practice and it takes a lot of discipline, but you can do it. And when you do, it's going to make a dramatic change in your life. Now, if the negativity is just like with one person and they're just destroying you because they can't think of anything positive to say, they're like, they walk around with their own personal rain cloud around them. Ask Archangel Michael to cut the cord of attachment between you and that person. Now, what this will do is that the person will still be in your life, but you're not going to have as intense of a personal and emotional relationship that will help you so that you're not as affected. And particularly if it's not someone that you want to have a close relationship with, then you know, cut that cord and let it go. If the person starts to change and raise their vibrational frequency, then that's wonderful. And you can let those cords of attachment come back. Now, another thing about buying into negativity and drama is the media. You know, this is my favorite one to actually go after because they never do happy feel-good stories. They want that intense drama. They want shock value. They want all these horrific images to hold your attention. And they're doing a great job of it. But you know what else they're doing? They're bringing everybody else down with them. So don't let that happen. Now, I'm not saying to stick your head in the sand, because that's wrong too. But what you can do is kind of back away from some of this stuff. You know, check on it every once in a while, maybe once or twice a day if you need to check the weather or the traffic or something like that. Just don't stay obsessed with it. Don't watch it a whole lot. And if you do see times and situations where people are in catastrophic situations, you know, send a prayer out for them. Ask the angels to help them and to support them. You can do that and still not be so emotionally attached and wound up in it that it starts affecting you. So limit some of that. Also, limit those violent movies. You know, okay, Halloween's this weekend. A lot of slasher movies, a lot of scary stuff going on. But you know, you don't have to do it that way. For me, it was all about fun and fantasy and dressing up. My daughter and I had a huge, huge celebration every year for Halloween. It was the event in the neighborhood. But it was all fun and light. I think the scariest, most horrible thing that we ever did was we made spiders out of chocolate as part of the snacks. But everybody had a great time. And kids were laughing and they were screaming, but it was because of happiness, not because they were scared to death. So let go of all of these, you know, movies and things where everybody's killing everybody else and there's just tons of violence. Kind of walk away from that and get into something a little bit lighter and happier. That in itself will change your vibrational frequency dramatically. When we get back, we're going to talk about a few more things to do so that you can get out there and stay very positive in a negative world.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back with Healing Light. We've been talking about staying positive in a negative world. And that's been such a huge challenge for people during this time. Now, we've been talking about different tips and different ways to do this. And I have a couple more for you that can really help you make this shift. Now, a lot of times in our interactions with others, there's just something that's not going to be right. And so what we need to do is to look at it from a bigger picture. And if you can't do it, then talk to somebody else who can. Because what you need to do is to focus on the life and the karmic lessons from that situation. Now, once we learn those lessons, then we never have to deal with that problem or that situation again. And that's one of the things that, you know, it's like, let's get it over with. Let's move forward. Now, of course, the most obvious solution to all of this is to give everything over to God and the angels for their assistance in helping you get out of any stressful or negative situations. Ask for their assistance to help you to get into one that is better for you. Also, ask them to bless those around you that are so stressed out and they're addicted to drama that they're basically running around like crazy people. And ask your angels and God to help keep you protected and in the light. When you do this, then things are going to happen. But it's important for you to ask for it, and then you have to step back and allow it. Because if we don't do that, then nothing's going to happen. Don't stress about it, because then that's going to drop your flow of energy, and it's going to slow down the protection. You can also ask that you're placed in an environment that's much more conducive to your peace and spiritual development while you are able to make the living that you need. Now, that's a big one for work situations. So ask your angels for that. Now, sometimes we have some real challenges in our personal life, that there's somebody that maybe in our life that is so toxic that you have tried and tried and there is nothing you can do to help them anymore. That's when you have a choice. Am I going to let that person tear me down and to keep me so stressed out and so upset that I start manifesting this on a physical level? Or am I going to walk away? I tell people that, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who is that toxic, you need to really consider this to be a life-threatening scenario. Because, you know, what would you do if you came up on someone who was really and truly trying to threaten your life? You know, you have to defend yourself or you have to try to run away. It's the same thing when you're dealing with someone that is so toxic that they're destroying you energetically, physically, and emotionally. That person is still causing you a tremendous amount of harm, so you need to protect yourself. And don't feel guilty if you do need to walk away from that relationship. Sometimes we're put in situations where it's just us or them. Somebody's got to come out and survive the encounter. You don't have to do it in an ugly or abusive way. You can just bless them, ask your angels to protect you, and release them, and move forward. Now, also, we've got a lot of stuff going on around the world right now. It seems like everywhere you turn, there is some big scandal. Somebody's done something horrible to someone else. You've got people who are killing groups in large quantities all over the place. And what you need to remember is that part of this is actually kind of a cleansing and clearing and purification. Now, that doesn't mean that the people who have passed are bad. Not at all. It is saying that they chose to transition at this time. And they had karmic debts to deal with. Now, that doesn't make it a lot easier to deal with, particularly whenever you're talking about children or anything like that. But what we need to do is to really focus on love and light. Remember that there are two emotions, love and fear. Everything is based off of those two. You're either going to go in and approach something through love, or you're going to approach it through fear, which brings in, you know, the fun things like anger, negativity, all of that kind of stuff. So hold the space of love in your life. Another great affirmation that I love and I use daily is, I am releasing fear in my life. Now, if you have the absence of fear, what gets to creep in there but love? And that's what I want to do, to replace the fear. And everybody has it. You know, they all have problems with, you know, like self-confidence, self-esteem, or actual fear, anger, being upset, stressed. All of those come from fear. So we just say, I am releasing all fear from my life. I am replacing it with love. That makes a huge difference in every single thing that you do and every place that you go. Because when you raise your frequency, then you're going to raise it for everybody else. And that's how we get to hold the space of love. Now, in your spiritual practice, take time to pray for everyone with unconditional love. No judgment. Okay? We need to respond and respect that spark of divine that is within each person. You may not like their physical appearance. You may not like some of the things that they do. But they do have that spark of divine within them. And that's what we need to honor. Now, ask God and your angels to help you dispel that fear. Say that affirmation so that you can let go of the fear and the problems. You know, ask your angels and guides for direction and for protection. They always come through, but we have to agree to let them do it. Now, what we need to do to change things for humanity is to really help change that collective consciousness. And when we do it, it will happen. Think about the 100th monkey syndrome. It was like monkeys on this island were trying to figure out how to open up coconuts. And they finally figured out, one figured out that if they go and bang it on a rock, it opens, and then they get all the good stuff. And then that one showed another one, and then they kept doing it and kept doing it. And soon, all of the monkeys on that island were using the rocks to bust open the coconut, which was great. The amazing part is that once it got into the consciousness of those monkeys, monkeys in other locations and other islands started learning and doing the same thing. It works. That's what that whole concept and phrase of the 100th monkey, you know, did it take 100 of them? Maybe. But there was a tipping point when the consciousness got so strong that then other monkeys across the planet were doing the exact same thing. That's what we need to do with humanity right now. We need to keep things, you know, positive, love and light. And when enough of us do it, we will flip it so that things on this planet are focused more on love rather than fear. Now, everybody's here for a reason. We came here at this time to help change this energy of the planet. So we need to really release ourselves from fear. Tremendous thing to do. You know, don't be afraid of terrorism and terrorists. Again, don't stick your head in the sand. Don't go out and take chances. But don't give them their power. You know, the more you're afraid of them, the more power and the more energy that you're feeding them with. It is my plan and my full intention to starve them to death. you know, to absolutely just suck all of the oxygen out of their air. I will not give them my energy. I will not give them my power, no matter what they do. And if I come face to face with one, I will not do that. That's what's feeding them, because they have so many people terrified. If you have to, I tell people, visualize them dressed as an Energizer bunny. Big ears, pink fur, the whole thing. Don't give them your power and your energy. Anytime that you do that with anyone, you lose it. And then they are the ones in control of your life, not you. It's not always easy to stay spiritual in a world that is filled with drama and negativity. But with a little bit of diligence, focus, and determination, we can make these changes into something much more positive. And we can turn around the lives for everyone in our lives. So thank you again for being with us. I love and appreciate every one of you. And next week, we're going to talk about working with our angels right here on Healing Light.